This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Puck goes to the boards, though. The Rangers. Here's Drury after it in the corner. Drury spun it out in front. There's the shot. Blocked in front, rebound, goal! Buffalo scores! Chris Drury! Close! Chris Drury has tied it at one with 7.7 seconds to go! Oh, brother!
Roy wins the draw. Pominville smoked it wide of the net. Kalinin keeping it in. Kalinin drops it back. Held in there. Finnegan off with a shot. Score!
Exum up Finnegan off. Blows it by Lundqvist. Exum up Finnegan off. Gives Buffalo the win in overtime.
How is it possible that that was 18 years ago?
Yep.
How is that possible? I mean, you know what? Here's a fun question. Does that feel like 18 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's a long time ago. On the anniversary of the Drury goal against the Rangers, we get Winnipeg with 1.6 seconds to go. And not a game five, but a game seven.
Yeah.
That they ultimately win. Boy, the Blues. Rough.
Yeah. Reminder, by the way, not to take credit away from my guy, but I am convinced that Thomas Vanek scored that goal to win it in Game 5 against the Rangers. You slow it down, it looks like he deflects it.
You got
it.
A piece of it?
It looks like he deflects it. I'm not sure he'll ever admit to it, or if he would even remember, but it does feel like 18 years ago.
18 years ago.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah.
All of it feels like a long time.
So I would have been 27. What was it like to be 27?
I mean, I remember.
You remember being 27?
I remember being 27. It was not that long ago for me.
Yeah.
That's a good age, I think, to go to experience a team like that, too. I mean, I'm 11 and 12, so that's prime also in its own way. But, yeah, 11 and 12.
Yeah, 27.
I'm in middle school.
I had season tickets. I was going to 30 games a year.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I'm not even 27. I'm 26.
That night was more...
That's the craziest part about all this.
Was that night more a relief? It was the series. The series was relief.
The series, I mean, the whole season was stress.
Yeah.
Because they won the President's Trophy. The first round against the Islanders was stressful. They won it in five.
Right, imagine that, being disappointed in the play of a series win in five.
Something didn't look right. The Islanders rolled out Wade Dubowitz in round one, wasn't it? Was that right? In game one?
In game one, at least.
DPH were after that?
Yeah, I think he comes
back.
And
they won in five, and we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they beat the Rangers, and then the Ottawa series. And
yeah.
just, you know, went quick.
The Ottawa series, which you said this earlier, I guess I don't remember them losing each of the first three games by one goal.
Yeah.
My memory bank is just they got hammered in that series. But I guess the games were close.
Yep.
And then overtime in game five, I mean, they probably weren't coming back and winning it anyway, but...
Game two and game five.
Miller overtime. Made... Yeah, I said this earlier, that last night... I had a buddy text me that goal with 1 second left by Winnipeg is one of the greatest playoff goals ever. And I said to him, they got to win it first. They got to win the game or no one will ever remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a save in game five that Miller makes, I think on Spezza, that if they had won that game and then somehow come back to win the series, it would be the greatest save in Buffalo Sabre history. Mm. Like, to save the season, it's what's the famous save he makes on the Bruins? You know what I'm talking about, though. Like the
3-0.
The 3-0 paddle save. It's like that.
Yeah.
But it's an overtime of an elimination playoff game. But then they lost like 10 minutes later. So
there
it didn't
are
matter.
Millions of plays that are just forgotten because the team
sure.
lost the game.
Sure.
And they don't get remembered.
Digs in Arizona
before the Hail yeah. Murray is a great play. Sure. You've got, I'm thinking about the Super Bowl where they don't hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Throwing down the field to the receiver. Curse.
It like it goes curse? Off his Jermaine Curse.
Yeah.
It like gets kicked up in the air a couple times.
Yes, it's a ridiculous catch. The Patriots almost lost another Super Bowl on an absurd catch down
yeah,
the field.
Right, that's right. Forgot
Which,
about
by the
that.
Way, maybe teams should have been throwing downfield on the Patriots more. Anyway, yeah, you don't remember that play. You don't remember the plays that are just mixed in that are all-time great moments if your team just ultimately loses.
Yeah. Well, they did throw the ball down the field, just they did it on the 1 yard line.
That's right.
Yeah,
looking back, that might have been a mistake. Well, good morning, 803-0550. I've got it in my notes as we go down memory lane here to ask you guys a question. I don't know why I have this written down, but
uh-huh.
How much did we ever talk about how much I paid for my first car?
Your first car?
The first car that I bought. Yeah. Have we ever discussed it?
I don't think so. I can guess it's a ridiculously low price.
Okay.
What is this going to be? Like 1997?
Yeah.
Ish for you?
96, probably.
Okay.
1996, probably. I'm 17.
What is a used car cost
yep,
in 1996?
What did I pay for my first car in 1996?
You paid...
I'll take three guesses from you three youngins.
I'm going to guess like... $1,900.
Okay, $1,900 is in.
$1,900.
Any guesses, Owen? Josh?
I would probably go a little higher than that, like $2,500.
Okay, Josh. We have 19 and 25.
I'm gonna go with 27.
Okay.
Oh.
19, 25, and 27. You kind of Price is Right, Owen there.
Yeah.
You didn't give him a lot of room for...
The car was 8 years old, if that helps or makes you think anything different. It was a 1988 vehicle.
I'm thinking about how much my first car costs, and there's a difference there of about 15 years, 16 years probably, so...
I think
I'm taking enough off.
I might lower down to like $1,200.
Down to 12, okay?
Oh, I'm going to 12.
You're going down... You're cutting your price in half, because he said it was 8 years old?
100%.
I assumed
again,
his first car...
$1,350.
Gosh,
I'm surprised you guys are changing so much. I said my assuming that your car was at least like 5 years old.
Yeah, well, eight.
I'm sticking, 1900.
Okay, correct answer, $700.
Yes!
What do you mean, yes?
I was the closest.
You
first
doubled
car,
it.
My first car, I paid $700.
None of us were right. I'm not giving anybody the win there.
I have to take credit for being closest.
No, this is Price is Right.
I win Price is Right.
Price is Right. If you go over, you lose.
That's right.
Oh,
and also, you went over by double.
Yeah.
$700.
True.
$700?
Yep. For a vehicle.
What was it?
It was a Daytona, an 88 Daytona.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
Pop-up headlights, two-door.
Oh, the pop-up headlights. That's an 80s car
that's
if
awesome.
I've ever seen one.
$700.
Wow.
A 1988 Daytona?
Yep. What a car.
I mean, it kind of looks like a sports car.
And, you know, it's sporty.
Sporty.
For 1996 and, you know, in high school with a car.
This is not the car they used in Back to the Future?
And that's a DeLorean.
Okay, they all look the
same. That pop-up headlights. The DeLorean has pop-up headlights.
Was that your generation's version of, like, the Pontiac Grand Prix?
Because,
like, seven of my friends had that in high school.
He had that also.
I did have one of those.
Yeah.
Oh. That was my second car.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I think my dad's first car was like a super cool old cop car that he's told me about. I think it was a Judge, maybe, is what it was called. And he talks about that all the time. And I'm like, this is so unfair.
You know, I feel like my generation doesn't have the cool old for our first car stories.
No.
You guys like, I like hearing about these old, because these cars don't exist anymore. None of them do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I would still say, like, my first car was a Camry, which is, like, that's a normal car.
Right. Still around?
Yeah.
I had a Pathfinder. It was my first car.
Right. Am I getting yelled at in the chat for confusing a Daytona with a DeLorean, by the way?
Not yet. I don't think you should be yelled at. They both had pop-up headlights. They didn't look that different.
We just have people in the chat that are sharing what their first car was.
Yeah.
Like a 95 Dodge Intrepid?
Intrepid.
Intrepid?
Yep. Yeah. Intrepid was the same as, like, a Stratus... Same general, you know, sedan-y kind of thing.
Yeah. $700.
Yeah. How
That's
about that?
Awesome. Did you ever have one of those old station wagons with like the wood paneling on the side?
My mom before your had time? A van with wood paneling.
Wood paneling. That's going to make a comeback, isn't it?
I think it did.
My Already? Mom had a Chrysler Pacifica with some wood paneling on it when I was a kid.
I think the paneling came back.
It like already had its retro phase and then it's gone again?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't see them on the road now.
There's not a lot of wood paneling out there. I don't know. I don't know why I wrote that down to bring that up, but
I mean, you were right too. We were all way off.
Yeah,
it's true. You got us all.
$700. 803-0550 our phone number at 1-888-550-2550. Monday schedule time.
Mm-hmm. I hope so much they're going to Ireland. I don't know. From listening to Sal though, I'm not pinning a lot of hopes on.
Well, the one thing about the international games is we really shouldn't treat them that they need a selling point because the international games are just on at 9:30.
Yeah.
And that's for us here, are you more likely to watch it or is it just at the game's on? It's 9:30.
There's just a game on. Just the game's on, I think.
Bills Jags, that was in London. Was that a high profile game? That's the Bills and the Jaguars. If you are thinking that's the Jags that bring the Bills. I know, I'm sorry, that was a Bills home game. That's right.
Right.
That was a Bills home game that went to London.
I don't think they've played a road game overseas, right? Now, I'm wondering, does it also matter at all? I could look at trends on this. Maybe this information is kind of out there, that if you have 9 home games in a season and 8 road games in a season, are you less likely to have one of your 8 road games overseas? Because then it's more like you have 9 home games and 7 road games.
Yeah, that I don't know. But like, look at last year's NFL overseas games. Giants-Panthers.
Gross.
Right?
Terrible.
In the one scenario we're talking about, hey, the Steelers, who are they going to bring to gussy up that game? And the answer is, in week 10 last year, you had Giants and Panthers. Your other games overseas, you had Jags-Patriots.
Yeah.
Bears-Jags. Vikings, Jets, and Eagles, Packers. The best game of the entire international run was the first one, Week 1, Brazil. Mm-hmm. And that this year, this time around, is the Chargers, right? The Chargers are in Brazil.
Yeah.
So you could get Chargers, Chiefs. You could get Chargers, road opponents. Let me pull that up because I feel like Week 1, they are aiming for a big game, and that happens to be out of the country. But week 6, 9:30 a.m., I don't think Pittsburgh needs to pull some crazy high-profile opponent. That could just be Steelers-Jets, and no one would blink.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Wasn't the Jets owner also the ambassador to Ireland?
That sounds right.
At some point. Maybe that was a good team to pick for that. Yeah, it's almost like it's too good. The Bills are too big of a draw to put over there.
Maybe.
I mean, really, I know Sal made this point, too. Pittsburgh, I think, could be terrible this year. Mason Rudolph is currently their quarterback. But they are a brand, and they're definitely going to be one of these teams that gets a lot of primetime games that's not reflective with their expectation of their record, probably. Like, really, the Bills' road schedule, there's not many primetime options. And what, do we think all their primetime games are going to be at home? They'll have a road primetime game, right?
Yes.
And if you break that down, I mean, Pittsburgh's top of the list because of their brand and then Allen. Like, Bills at Steelers is very prime-timeable, if I could make that a word.
If you wanted to go prime-timeable for the Bills, I mean, sure, the Steelers are in the mix. So are the Texans.
Yeah.
And
for road opponents.
Road opponents.
You've got your division, but
I would bet
Steelers and Texans kind of it from what I see.
Well, Patriots and Dolphins.
The non-division
games have been prime time just on their own a couple times.
Right.
It is going to be interesting to see how many 1 o'clock home games there will be. If I set the over under at 2.5, what would you take?
2.5?
1 o'clock home games.
Well, I feel like Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs are all going to be 4 o'clock games.
At least, yes, if not 8 o'clock.
Eagles is going to be a 4 o'clock game. So then I've got Bucks, Jets, Saints, Patriots. I mean, I might think it's only two. Yeah, I'll go under.
You're under?
One division game and the Saints are going to be 1 o'clock games.
Like Bills, Jets, and the Saints.
Yeah.
Your 1 o'clock.
Bills, Saints, I feel like you could lock in for 1 o'clock. Right? Am I right on that? If there's one thing we know about this schedule, it's that Bills and Saints are going to be played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh, that's a fun one. What's one thing we know about, you would bet about the schedule?
Because that would be mine. Bills, Saints will be at 1 o'clock.
The one thing I would bet about the schedule is that the Bills will play on Christmas.
That would be your number one thing. I know you think it's going to that would be your number one thing.
Yes. Yep. I bet they play.
I mean, there are only six teams that will play on Christmas.
That's right. And last year there
saying in general.
Last year there were four, and they were four contenders. It was Ravens, Steelers, yeah. Chiefs, Texans.
But there are six other contenders in the NFL.
That's right.
Do you think the odds are one of them is the Bills?
Give me one more day. Would you bet them on Christmas or Thanksgiving or Black Friday? They're not avoiding all three of those.
I would agree with that. Yeah, okay. They're not avoiding all three. That could be the way it's not on Christmas. Is if they're already if Amazon gets them on the Black Friday game. If Amazon still has a Black Friday game, I assume they do. Then you're probably out for Christmas. You know what I mean? Like if they were to get the Black Friday game, then maybe. I think you're probably not on Christmas.
Dan in New Jersey. Hey Dan, what's up?
Hey guys, you might have answered my question. Is the Steelers game, is that an away game for the Bills?
It is. It's Pittsburgh home game.
Oh. So if it were in Dublin, that would be one of your road games that you wouldn't have to go to like a tough environment. So
Got it. Well, I was you were taking us down memory lane. I was just going to acknowledge. I know we're excited about the new stadium, but it's the last year at Ralph Wilson Stadium, so I had a little bit of concern about losing a home game. I'm out of state, so I only get to go to one home game a year. So it's good to hear that we won't lose, one of the home games in the final year of the stadium. Maybe just an offshoot question to chew on. Any recognition for the last, maybe the last game of the year? You think they'll do any sort of recognition or celebration or anything of the stadium before we say goodbye to her? Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I don't think there's any way they could lose a home game this year, right? I don't think there's any way they could lose a home game this year. They'd have to be international. An international home game. And I don't think that's in the cards at all. So, I think wouldn't we already kind of know that anyway? Like, if the Bills were going to Brazil as the home team, the Charger people have already kind of said that. That's going to happen to them, so... Yeah, I don't know. I think you'll get your home games, and they'll probably finish the season at home. Might be another thing I would bet on. Like week 18 will be at home.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Bets on the schedule. One thing to bet on the schedule.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Bills Chiefs being at 4 o'clock is another one. Right? They haven't stuck that in a night game since the COVID year. I think the COVID year is the last time they did that. And the max on primetime games, whatever that number is, I got to fresh up on that. But whatever the max is for primetime games, I think you would obviously expect that the Bills are going to have that. So, and not many 1 o'clock games. Does it matter the final game at the stadium being at 1 o'clock versus at home? I don't think it does, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then the road schedule this year doesn't look great. It's just the Miami trip. And a drive down to Pittsburgh might be the best you're looking at. But I'm excited to find it out. Next Wednesday is the release. We usually find out the day as it progresses, though, and then Monday, Tuesday are more for the leaks. So be ready.
The leaks. Give me some leaks. And not even just leaks, but the coordinated announcements of, like, the trickle of information they like to get.
Yeah. Like, hey, we're going to announce week one Friday on Good Morning Football. Or Good Morning America, actually, probably.
Right.
Joe Buck will go on, and he'll tell everybody.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-552 to join us.
$700
For a car? Yeah.
$700
Yeah.
You can get a car for $700 right now. Probably not that's 8 years old.
Oof.
Probably that's 25 years old. You don't think there's any way? Josh is shaking his head. No. I bet there's a 25-year-old car out there I'm sure I can get for $700
I mean, that's not a lot of money.
For a car,
full
no.
Operational vehicle.
A right. set of you tires. You think $700 gets me a car that drives?
I don't think $700 gets you a set of tires right now. Never mind, like, an actual vehicle.
I mean, I just go to, what, you got one in there?
Yeah, given a quick Facebook marketplace search, I have a 2000 Ford Taurus for $600.
There you go.
All right.
And it does not look
that's
very good.
That's an ugly car.
It looks like it doesn't move.
I don't think it's moved in 20 years.
Mm.
All right. Brayton Wilson, when we return, we've got to talk about the draft lottery tonight. What is the drawing for? What is it? What's the drawing for? Who's the player? If they were to win, we could say, hooray, they're going to take insert name here. It's not a McDavid year. It's not a Matthews year. It's not even like a Jack Hughes year, I don't think.
There might be some debate on that.
All right. Brayton Wilson next on that. It is Cinco de Mayo. Hey, go to the getmyperks.com for the WGR VIP golf card. 8 great experiences, discounts, items, Encore golf balls, Destroyer Park Golf, 18 holes there, Bobolinks, Shamrock Hills, Atticus 10th hole,
mm-hmm.
Diamond Hawk, box of Vero X1 golf balls, $25 off Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse, all yours, and an hour at Golf Dojo. All in one package.
Yep.
GetMyPerks.com.
And all proceeds go to the PGA Hope Foundation. So, yeah, again, GetMyPerks.com for that. It's a good deal.
Yes. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Brayton Wilson, dialed up. Hey, Brayton, what's up?
Hey, guys. Long time no chat. How you doing?
That's right. That's right. It's been a long time. We usually talk to you about NHL lottery time, and we are often in the lottery. So that's how this goes. Yeah. Sabres have a 13% chance picking in the top two. So if anybody tunes in tonight and watches the names go and they say, like, oh, we won. Who is it that these teams are hoping to ultimately win tonight?
Well, I think it really ultimately depends on the team need with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First overall pick, whoever wins. There's two players, at least in my opinion, that are the top of the group, and it's one defenseman and one forward. The defenseman is Matthew Schaefer from the Erie Otters. 6'2", 183. He played really well with Canada at the World Juniors before suffering a season-ending collarbone injury. I mean, he's a guy that just moves up the ice real well, gets into open space from the blue line. It's just really responsible at both ends of the ice, but has definitely that more offensive upside. And before he went out, he had 22 points in 17 games for the Otters. But again, it was just unfortunate that he suffered that injury at the World Juniors for Canada and then just had to miss the rest of the season. The other guy played also in the OHL, Michael Misa, who played for the Saginaw Spirit. And this guy, he was an exceptional player at the age of 15, granted exceptional status to play with Saginaw. And this year just exploded. I think there were some questions in terms of what kind of upside he can have in his draft year, if there's another ceiling he can get to. And I think he far exceeded those expectations. 134 points, 65 games played for Michael Misa. He's just a guy that's really blossomed into the best forward prospect of this group. Generates really good speed, is a really elusive player, great afterburner speed to generate zone and speed and getting into scoring chances, and he's got a really good shot as well. So those are really the two players, at least in my mind, that have the chance to go number one. I think it just depends on whoever wins that pick and what their needs are for their spot.
So then obviously thinking about the Sabres for that, if they were to pick first or second, Misa feels like the better fit. I mean, not to say Schaefer couldn't work here if that was the pick, but they do have a plethora of left shot defensemen already.
Yeah. I mean, they drafted Rasmus Dahlin first overall 2018, Owen Power first overall 2021. They have Bowen Byram, who was the fourth overall pick in 2019. Matthew Schaefer would be a nice addition to the group, but I mean, if you were to go out and go pick Matthew Schaefer, you probably have got to move one of those guys unless you feel confident that you can move a Rasmus Dahlin or an Owen Power, even a Bowen Byram, to the right side. Dahlin's probably the best player to be able to do that because he's done it on a regular basis, whereas Power and Byram have struggled from time to time when they play on their offside on the blue line. So if the Sabres are to make that move to draft another defenseman with the first overall pick, if they win the draft lottery, they'd likely have to move off of either Owen Power or Bowen Byram. But Michael Misa makes the most sense. He's a guy that I think maybe if he doesn't get in the lineup for the first year in Buffalo, which he has the potential to do so, win a roster spot right off the bat, he could play another year in the OHL. And then right after that, he's already got that status of playing for four full seasons in the OHL. So even if he plays next year over in the Ontario Hockey League, he can then make the jump to the AHL without having to worry about age restrictions or anything like that.
All right. We just came off of the NFL draft, Brayton, where you talk about the class, and in hockey it's, you know, fewer positions. Is it if we're looking at the top 10, the Sabres are most likely to pick 7-8 in that neighborhood. If we're looking at that, is it a defense-heavy draft or an offense-heavy draft? Or sorry,
it's more so,
forward center.
Yeah, it's more so a forward-heavy draft. This year's draft class kind of reminds me a little bit of 2014, and the only reason that it kind of sparks that in my head is because I recently did a mock redraft of the 2014 draft. And yet going into the 2014 draft, it was Aaron Ekblad is seen as the top defenseman. He was seen more so as the generational type, but certainly as he's played in the NHL, he's been really solid two-way, better, one of the better two-way guys, but nothing that I think they were panning him out to be as being this really top tier number one type defenseman overall in the NHL. Matthew Schaefer certainly has a little more offensive upside than Aaron Ekblad, but not really anything more so like that solid two-way guy. Other than that, though, the other three that were right behind him was Sam Reinhart to the Sabres, Leon Draisaitl to the Oilers, and Sam Bennett to the Calgary Flames. And this draft is very similar for me, at least in those in that retrospect. Michael Misa is your best forward prospect. Then after that, you got James Hagan Dragons, who played Boston College, an American-born guy, really talented playmaker, sees the ice incredibly well, a guy that could easily be a top three, top four pick. And then Porter Martone is sort of like that Sam Bennett type of player where he's just a really good power winger. I think he's got a little more offensive upside, but he's also got size as well. And then after that, I mean, once you get to top four, it drops off to another tier, but there's still a good group of forwards in that next tier that could fit the Sabres quite well.
Thanks, Brighton.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm going to make a case to watch this lottery tonight because they're doing the thing they should have done 10 years ago. They're not drawing it in a room and then coming out and revealing it.
They're doing it in front of everybody?
They're drawing it live.
Like the lottery balls?
And
did they not stop doing that the last couple of years after there was that thing with the Rangers where the ball like kind of came out and went back? There was some controversy with the Rangers a couple years ago.
But here's what they're doing. That Ranger thing was some different drawing. The Ranger thing, I don't even know what you're talking about. Let me just get to what you're doing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the draft lottery, this is at the NHL's website. The lottery will be conducted in two phases. The first to determine the first overall pick, the second overall pick. In each phase, 14 balls numbered 1 to 14 are placed into a lottery machine with 4 drawn. The resulting 4-digit series is matched against a lookup table that lists 1,000 possible combinations to determine which team is assigned the winning combination. As each ball is drawn, odds change and teams are eliminated. The viewing audience will learn who is still in the running in real time. So this means ball 1, 7. These 5 teams are out. These 7 teams had their odds go up. 14. These 3 teams are out. These teams had their odds go up. When we did the McDavid Eichel lottery way back when, there was one website that you could draw a ball at a time.
Yeah.
And the live odds will move with each number coming out.
Okay.
That's what they're doing live.
Okay.
We will watch it like it has a story arc.
Yeah.
Sabres are 6.5% to win. First number up is a 3. Now you're 17% chance to get the number 1 pick. Uh-oh, what? Now it's a 7 that came up. 52% chance to win the number 1 pick. You could see a team get up to what, like 80% and then lose and drop all the way back down to 10?
Yeah.
The viewing audience learns in real time. There's a limit on the total number of selections a team participating can move up. So that's in there as well. But they are actually doing the thing they should have always done.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
Yes.
And it's going to go slow enough so that to react in real time to it. I guess it will, right? This happened. Well, wasn't this the McDavid lottery? Going into the final ball, there were only 3 teams still left.
But behind closed doors.
Right. But we didn't know that.
Nobody
until
saw that live. They didn't update that live.
Right. So we didn't know the Sabres were. You had 20% chance to win the lottery. I'll have to find the number. It was 20% going into the lottery. Wasn't it up to 60 something? It went up.
I have no idea.
I have to go back and find it. But it was higher. I know it was higher. But I'll have to go back and find it. I did find what this Rangers controversy was, and it really wasn't much of one. But it was that the guy, when they did the lottery balls, he accidentally dropped the Ranger ball before he was supposed to, and then he picked it back up so they could show everybody the logo, and then he put it in.
Right.
So.
What a controversy. The oils from his fingers were on the ball.
They wanted another star in New York.
Live ball by ball with live updating probabilities.
Does it say if they're doing it right at 7?
It says.
I mean, the game is until 8. So actually, wait, there's no way they're doing that.
It says
the game is not till 8 o'clock. They're going to start at 7, the show, and then I bet they're not starting the lottery until at least 7:30. They've got an hour of content to fill before Panthers and Leafs.
Well, the other thing they're going to do, so the Sabres have 65 combinations that get them the number 1 pick.
65?
65, right.
Okay.
Boy, I want to see the, I want a simulator here. See a recording of the drawings from the 2024 under the same format. Click here, complete rules. This is the good stuff.
Yeah.
If they can do this, they can give us the 3-2-1 point system. That's all I'm saying. This is an obvious improvement. This is, of course, better. live drawing. For years, we were told it had to be done in a private room with the GMs, and they all sit there already knowing the results.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what an improvement. I did not wake up this morning thinking I was going to be saying, good job, NHL, but here we are. Live lottery with all the balls coming out, live in studio.
Cool.
All right.
All right, I'm getting excited now.
Yes.
Even though there isn't like a generational prospect. But as Brayton just said there, there's two guys at the top that he thinks are at the top. So that's what you need, one of those top two picks tonight.
Yeah, what they used to do is just get the four number code and then look in the book and be like, Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, those dang numbers the Oilers got 10 years ago. I knew the numbers for like a minute.
Because we joked about if they won the lottery, you could retire the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
And put them in the rafters.
Yeah.
Edmonton should.
Get them tattooed on you, the sequence of numbers.
Speaking of which, when does Edmonton-Vegas begin?
Tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, McDavid versus Eichel.
You've got Florida-Toronto tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I like a lot of the series that we're getting.
8 o'clock from Toronto.
Yeah.
Extendo Sports on the way. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Hey, we're going to be playing golf on May 19th, and you can join us, par for a purpose, at Double Black Diamond Golf Course in Ellicottville. Get your foursome. Majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, green fees, cart, prizes. Visit WGR550.com/events to register now, courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt.
We'll be playing in that.
Yes, I love that course.
It's fun.
It's very challenging.
You, me, Sal, and Unique. Nate. Is that what we got?
Yes, looks I believe like so.
Right. Yep. You win a golf tournament. Come compete against us. That's the plan.
Come lose against us.
Yeah.
Jeremy shot a 73 yesterday.
At the Sim. At the Sim, yes. True. True story. It was a short course.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was fun. I used Owen's driver the entire time, so my score might not be verified. You have to like show up with your own clubs.
I don't know. You used it the whole time. You had one club. You didn't swap back and forth.
It's true. Yeah.
I call it good.
Good by me. It's a nice driver. He got a new driver, what, 2 weeks ago? Have I hit it as much as you?
Probably just about the same.
It's close.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
It's awesome.
It more than any club I've ever hit, it is. You can feel it. You hit it poorly, and the club turns around and shakes your hand and says, "Sorry about that. Let me throw this in the middle of the fairway for you." I believe they call that forgiveness.
Yeah, there were like
the club Venmos you $20 if you miss the fairway. Like, oh, hold on, sorry about that. Here you go.
There were like three shots for both of us yesterday that we both were like, that's the worst drive I've ever hit. And it was like 240 in middle. The fairway. And we're like, what? What? Yeah. How?
Yep. It was a good time. What else? Today, Florida-Toronto game one in that series in Toronto. Man, the NHL playoffs. You miss it so much you don't even know how. Like, it's.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand how much you miss it because you just miss it. And it's. What? Mike Tirico missed the Derby because of a nut allergy.
Oh.
Yes.
A nut allergy.
He tweeted a little bit about it. Saw, I ate something that had a nut in it. I had a nut allergy causing your throat and nose and all that stuff to clog up. Mm-hmm. Affects your breathing, so I wasn't feeling well. Couldn't go on with the show. So Mike Tirico had to leave the Derby because of a nut allergy.
Gotcha. Who does the call of the Derby? I love that guy that does the call of the Derby.
Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Something.
Yeah, we got to get him on some other sports. Although he's definitely
Larry Kalmus, voice of the Derby.
Yep.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time.
It was extremely muddy at that course.
Yeah.
Or track. I was wrong, by the way, on how much the Sabres odds were going into that final fourth lottery ball in for the McDavid lottery.
Were they cooked by then?
They were up, but not by much. They were at 27%. The Leafs had actually jumped up to 36%. They had the best odds going into the final lottery ball. Mm. It went Toronto, Buffalo, Edmonton, Carolina, Columbus were still alive going into that last ball.
If the Leafs had gotten McDavid, they would not have gotten Matthews because, you know, they got Matthews the following year.
Right.
Then McDavid would have just been on the team.
He would have been on the Leafs.
And they would not have tanked like they did.
Remember Bulldog wanted him in Toronto. If like the Sabres couldn't have him, he wanted him in Toronto because of the rivalry. Which, of course, now we just wouldn't have Eichel and they would still have McDavid.
I can't ever forgive him for that.
I mean, it's not like Matthews isn't incredible, but he's not as good as McDavid.
He's right. Pretty he's incredible.
Close.
Matthews, close. Yeah, he had a down year this year. Was he hurt?
Act thing.
Down year for
all
him.
All year.
I mean, he had...
It was a down year. It was
he had 33 goals.
Yeah, but like he scored 69 last year.
That's what I mean. Like
that's crazy.
He
that drop off.
That's what I mean though. Like that's a terrible year for him.
Exactly.
His goal production was less than half the year before.
Was he more responsible defensively?
He might have been, I don't know.
He was already really good at that.
He missed 15 games.
Yeah,
okay, he didn't miss 40.
He flew to Germany for his back thing.
Ovechkin missed 15 games and he still scored like 1,000 goals.
There we go.
True.
I'm not blasting Matt. Matthews is an amazing player.
Have some stat of the day fodder for you. Do you like which one? At one point before the Derby, it was tweeted out that every single horse in the field is a direct descendant of Secretariat.
That's got to be a stat of the year.
Is that your stat of the day? Stat of the year?
Stat of the year.
You like that
one? Every horse in the Derby was a descendant of Secretariat.
Everyone. Do you like that, or do you like Peter DeBoer is now 9-0 in game sevens?
Wow.
Yep,
I mean he was very close to 8-1.
He was
9-0
in game seven. Yep,
that's ridiculous. And for three different teams, right? Four different teams, maybe.
The Avalanche are the first team in history to lose consecutive game sevens. It must be like 2 years in a row.
Wow, since winning the cup.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. The Colorado Avalanche are the first team in baseball, all the major sports, not two. They've lost seven consecutive game sevens.
Wow.
Yeah. McKinnon not a winner. That's what they're saying. Of course not. They've lost seven straight game sevens, the Avalanche.
Yikes.
It gives you an idea how much closer they are to maybe like another cup or two.
Yeah.
That's seven eliminations.
I mean, they have two of the best three players in the sport, arguably. They should probably have more, but they're fine.
All right. That's it for us. Scotty Scheffler lapped the field of the Byron Nelson, and we're back tomorrow. Northtown Automotive Show, Extra Point Show is coming up. Sal on the way, and we're back tomorrow on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.